Blog Talk Radio.
Back here on the big broadcast, got a great guest with us today. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir. To the give us a brief introduction on your background and everything, and we'll get into it.
Sure. Hi, this is Tom Corley. I'm the author of the best-selling book Rich Habits. It's based on a 5-year study I conducted on the daily habits of over 200 wealthy people and over 100 poor people.
That's a cool idea for a book. Why did you decide to write that?
What gave me the idea really was a small business client who was struggling financially, and he came into my office late one night. He wasn't going to make payroll. The bank had pulled his line of credit. He was a mess, and he sat down and he looked at me in the eyes and he said, "What am I doing wrong in life? Or, you know, what are your successful clients doing that I'm not doing?" And he started crying, and, you know, you're not used to seeing men cry. So it bothered me. I remember going home that night and talking to my wife about maybe looking into this, doing some research, and I ended up engaged in a 5-year study on this.
Wow. That is simply amazing. What were some of the stats that you found from the study?
Oh, boy. I tracked over 200 daily activities or functions or ways that the poor and the wealthy do things. One of the things is the students. Were you an A student, a B student, below average? Well, 21% of the wealthy were A students, 41% were Bs. Compare that to 7% and 19% for the poor. And how about Facebook? The wealthy spend less time on Facebook. 45% of the wealthy are engaged in some type of Facebook activity every day. 95% of the poor, compare that to 95% of the poor. So that's something that is interesting. Another one is only 16% of the wealthy gamble on sports on a weekly basis. Compare that to 52% of the poor. So I have over 200 of these things, Ed, that go on and on. I talk about some of the things are about how wealthy people are engaged in self-improvement. They read 30 minutes or more a day. Poor people don't. And it's all of these habits, these daily habits, that are the reason why an individual is rich or is poor.
Okay, break a little bit of that down for us.
Well, if you can imagine a seesaw, right? I call it the seesaw of life. On one side of the seesaw, you've got your rich habits, and on the other side, you have your poverty habits. If you're wealthy, you have more rich habits on your seesaw than you have poverty habits, so your seesaw is tipping in the right direction. If you're poor, you have more poverty habits, and it's going in the wrong direction. If you add a few of these rich habits, things like perhaps doing some aerobic exercise, something that wealthy people do every day, 20 to 30 minutes a day, or doing some self-improvement, wealthy people engage in about 30 minutes a day of self-improvement. If you want to add another rich habit, wealthy people, they plan their day. They create these things called to-do lists. You all you have to do, Ed, is add a few of these rich habits. You don't have to even get rid of your old bad poverty habits. Leave them if you love them. Keep them. But add a few rich habits and get that seesaw tipping in the right direction. And here's what happens. These rich habits are keystone habits. They're like Pac-Men. When you adopt a rich habit, it has the impact or the effect of actually eliminating some of your poverty habits. For example, if you engage in exercise, let's say you want to lose weight, so you start exercising daily, and you start losing weight, people say, "Hey, you know, Joe, you look pretty good." And you say, "Wow, that's great, so I'm going to exercise more." So you start exercising more, people compliment you a little bit more. Next thing you know, you start to back off on your eating. You were eating too much, that was why you got heavy. So now you're eating less, poverty habit, You're eating less junk food, another poverty habit. So now you, these rich habit, this one rich habit, can eliminate two, three, or four, or more poverty habits.
Now, the book itself, has it been getting a lot of feedback or anything?
Yeah, we. I have to be honest with you. I had in July and August, we had a lot of feedback because we did a TV interview with Yahoo, and that went viral. Over 2 million people saw that, and then it was picked up by a big radio program, the Dave Ramsey Show. That's 8 million listeners. So we were getting nothing but feedback for about a month, and then you can go on Amazon, you can look at the reviews, and the reviews started popping up. Got me a little nervous, but most of them turned out to be 5-star and 4-star reviews, and I was happy about that. People were really getting what I was the message I was trying to deliver, which is it's all about your habits, folks.
Now, what are some other lessons you learned in your research?
Well, I learned that most of the poverty habits and most of the rich habits that we picked up on in life, we got them from our parents. Now, and this is, Ed, why we have this generational cycle of poverty. When you are picking up poverty habits from your parents, and they don't do it intentionally, they don't know about the rich habits because those rich habits, the wealthy people know about it. They teach it to their kids. Poor people, like in my family, we didn't know about any of these rich habits. So you pick it up. If you don't pick it up from your parents, then you have to pick it up from either a teacher or a mentor, and that's usually work-related. Or, Ed, you pick it up through the school of hard knocks in life. A lot of small businesses, they start a business. They make mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they
fail.
And then they learn from their mistakes, and they, through the school of hard knocks, they learn these rich habits.
Well, it is amazing stuff. You've got some really cool research in this book. How do we find you on the internet? What's a good website?
Yeah, at richhabits.net, you can not only download my ebook and also buy my book, hard copy book, but you can go on Amazon and all the, it's wherever books are sold, it's everywhere. I know it's all the way from Boston down into the, you know, Washington. So, and on the website, richhabits.net, you can get all sorts of, I have a tip of the morning to you. There's articles that, research articles. I just did one on, will your child be rich or poor? So you look at some of the data on how you're raising your kids and whether or not they're going to be on the right track. So there's a lot of information at richhabits.net.
Speaking with Tom Corley today, richhabits.net is the official website. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about the book here. You've been getting a lot of great feedback on it. I understand that Amazon gave it best books of 2013 so far. That's pretty cool.
Yep, we were in fact number one on Amazon for 8 straight days, which is impressive. Only because to me it was impressive. I was ahead of J.K. Rowling, and I was ahead of the New York Times number one bestseller, Lean In, written by the woman who I think is affiliated with Facebook, I think, or Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was, anyway, it was ahead of them for 8 straight days, and it just got so much publicity. I had interviews with CBS. I've got other interviews with the mainstream media popping up. Success Magazine called. They wanted to do a spread on me. So there's a lot of good things that came out of that publicity. But the main thing is people are starting to look at what I'm trying to convey. They're understanding that I tapped into something. They're energized by it. They're excited by it. And the book sales are just a byproduct of that.
Tom Corley joins us today. RichHabits.net is the website. Rich Habits is the key to success. and a Happy Future. And the book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy Individuals. Let's talk a little bit more about this stat here. 85 to 88% of American millionaires are self-made, first-generation rich. How did you discover this in the book?
Well, I did, in my research, I tracked so many different data points. One of the data points was I wanted to find out if they inherited their money. And so I asked them, had they inherited any money? And 87% said they hadn't, that they actually had, they're the first generation that were wealthy. The one thing they did get from their parents that was far more valuable than the money were these rich habits. Their parents taught them these rich habits, and they one of the rich habits, the 80-20 rule, I call it, living below your means, pay yourself 20%, save it, and then learn to live off of the 80%. I'm teaching my kids that, Ed. And, boy, when you get taught that at a young age, you are so far ahead of the curve, it's not funny. I mean, my kids are doing it, and one of my oldest, who's out there knocking it out of the park right now, working in New York City, he said, boy, Dad, you know, it's hard living off of that 80%. I said, no kidding. But it gets easier. As you get older, it becomes a habit. You learn to live off of the 80%, and then as you get bonuses and raises, you save that. That's what wealthy parents, that's what successful parents, that's what any parent who teaches the rich habits is teaching their kid, and then their kids will grow up to be successful in life.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line, Rich Habits. Tom Corley with us today, richhabits.net. Now, Tom understands the difference between being rich and poor. At age 9, his family went from being multimillionaires to broke in just one night. That is amazing. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday, Ed. I was 9 years old. My dad was probably one of the most successful people on Staten Island. He was one of the most respected, and he had his business had burned down overnight, his warehouse. And they found out that the company, the warehouse, did not carry enough insurance. And so he lost his inventory. Now, he made a mistake. He didn't carry enough inventory. And this is one of the things that wealthy people, I found out in my research, is wealthy people pay attention to the details. That was something, my dad came from a poor family, so he didn't have any of these rich habits. He kind of learned it on his own. So it was one of the poverty habits he had, not paying attention to the details. And so we lost our business overnight, and I remember being in the third grade, and we went from, going to dinner at country clubs to packing up tools and putting them in boxes and trying to sell them on the street just to cover, get enough money to have some food on the table.
It is absolutely, absolutely amazing stuff. We have Tom Corley with us today here on the line. RichHabits.net is the official website. Check it out, RichHabits.net. Now, this book itself is very, very, very packed with all sorts of stats, all sorts of research. Tell us a little bit about the writing process for this incredible book.
Well, I actually went through three iterations in creating the book. My initial inclination, the model that I used was the Millionaire Next Door. I thought my data and that Dr. Thomas Stanley's book were very similar in terms of we were tracking some data that was similar. He wasn't tracking poor people, but he was tracking what the wealthy people did. So I thought, let me use that book as a template. And anyway, I decided after two or three tries to abandon that process because the people I was sending the book out, the manuscript out, said they didn't like it. It was too much like The Millionaire Next Door, which they didn't like the book. So I said, well, okay. And then someone sent me one of Og Mandino's books, The Greatest Salesman in the World. And they said, make your book that book. So I spent another 6 months. I threw out my two manuscripts, just threw them right in the trash, all 400 pages each, and rewrote my book to under 100 pages, trying to teach these concepts. That was what I was really focused on. I wanted the kids and the parents to understand the concepts, and then if they understood the concepts, they could tip that seesaw in the right direction in life.
We've got Tom Corley with us today here on the line. RichHabits.net's website, RichHabits.net. Are you planning a follow-up or anything to this cool book?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of working on my second book, Rich Kids. And what I'm going, that Rich Kids is really going to look at the strategies that I unearth, like the 5-1 rule, the 80-20 rule, the four strategies that wealthy people use to build relationships. So I'm going to focus on all of these. There's about 25 to 30 core strategies, and we're going to focus on that. And then I'm also working on another follow-up book called Rich Habits Unabridged. And what we're going to do in that book is actually go through each one of the over 200 activities and sort of break it down and analyze that data.
It is absolutely amazing, amazing stuff. And richhabits.net is the website. Tom Corley joins us today. Now, Tom studied the daily activities of 233 wealthy people and 128 people living in poverty. He discovered that there's a difference, the size of the Grand Canyon, between the daily habits of the wealthy and the poor. Who were some of these people, and how did you contact them, and how did you get them included in the book?
Well, it was a lot easier to find the wealthy people because of the nature of what I do. I'm a CPA and a financial planner. I have more access to wealthy people. In fact, most of the clients that I have come to me wealthy. The poor people, on the other hand, they can't afford, the poor people just can't afford my services. So what I did to draw the poor people in was I offered free financial planning and a free diagnostic to help them get on the right track. So over the course of a couple of years, about 128 poor people came through my office or on the phone, and typically took about 3 or 4 phone calls or meetings for each person to get all of the information that I wanted to gather on them. And then I used this information, compiled it into separate worksheets on Excel, and then spent a year and a half analyzing it. I'm still analyzing that data, Ed. In fact, I had an intern in here for 3 months going through the data again, and there's so much information in this data that I gathered that I can make a career out of this.
Now, you've got a lot of information here. You've packed a lot of information into Rich Habits. The website is richhabits.net. During the research, he identified 149 daily activities that separated the haves from the have-nots. The culmination of the research is available in this number one best-selling book. We've been talking about it here for the entire show, Rich Habits, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy Individuals. And where exactly, I guess, do you think this book's going to go?
Well, we think it's going to become a major bestseller in 2014. The media is just starting to get what I'm talking about, the message. I mean, the Dave Ramsey show, they got it right away. We're looking at some of the major shows, the talk shows. They're interested in having us on. So we think 2014, this book is just going to take off. We had hit bestseller status in a couple months ago, but we're going to take it to the next level. I have a whole team of people behind me, and I know that this resonates because we had a video that Yahoo Finance, Financially Fit, ran, and it went viral. They never had more than 800,000 hits on any of their videos, and they had 2.2 million hits on the Rich Habits video. So people are interested in this. They want to know what it is that not only what the wealthy people are doing right, but they want to know what are they doing wrong so that they can avoid doing those things.
Well, it's an incredible topic. Why should people go pick the book up?
Well, if you want to change your life, here's why. Are you happy? It comes down to this. Are you happy? or are you unhappy? If you're happy, don't waste your time buying my book, because I don't want to disrupt your happiness. If you're unhappy, and I think that's 95 to 96% of the population, this book is going to change your life because it does a couple of things. Not only in the first 30 days is it going to change your entire way of thinking. You're going to go from a negative outlook to a positive outlook because you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I have total control over myself. I can control the outcome of my life. Before, you were throwing it up to fate, to luck, good luck or bad luck. Now you understand that it's about your habits. So now there's this shift mentally. You go from negative to positive. And when that takes place, it's like, you're like a rocket ship shooting off into space. And I can tell you these strategies that I've followed. I lost 32 pounds following the, I pulled some of the best weight management strategies out of the research that the wealthy use and incorporated them into the book. And I lost 32 pounds from July of 2007 to February of 2008. I went from 212 pounds down to 174 pounds. I also made $60,000 in about 3 to 4 hours using two strategies, the Hello Call and the Life Event Call. So that was a big thing. And then I had someone in one of my learning sessions make over $100,000 using the goal setting strategy that I talk about. And he's the one that said, you've got to write a book about it. So I did.
It's an amazing success story. We've got a great author with us today, Tom Corley. He's got the book Rich Habits, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy Individuals. RichHabits.net is the website, and he's also available on Twitter and Facebook. What have the people on social media been saying about the book?
Well, the interesting thing is I put out my research articles probably two or three a week. There's so much data here. It takes time to write these articles, so I can only put out two or three a week. And when I put out those articles, invariably it gets tweeted to tens of thousands of people, and next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls from the media or emails or tweets from the media. They want to do an interview. So, it's definitely resonating with the people out in Twitter. And, of course, my Facebook group, they were always commenting on they loved my last research study, which was Money Does Buy You Happiness and a Longer Marriage, and a Stronger Marriage. That was another bit of research that I put into a research article about how these rich habits can actually improve your marriage because they improve your finances. There's a lot of stuff that people talk about when some of these articles are they're more interested in them than others, but I know I'm tapping into something pretty huge here.
Well, it's been an incredible trip. Rich Habits, The Daily Success Habits of Wealthy Individuals. Great book. It's available on Amazon. RichHabits.net is the website. Tom Corley has been our guest. Tom, I appreciate you making time for us today.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.